morning. Let's pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good privilege that's come to you and then have fellowship in beautiful time. We pray that the Holy Spirit came upon us and then speak to us so that we know what to do as a Christian, as a believer. And then, you know, Father, it is not easy as a human, but it is possible because we are not walk alone. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, we continue our reading. We read from the book of Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Now about that time, Herod the king laid his hands on some who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them. And he had James, the brothers of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. When he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out before the people. So Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. Brothers and sisters, this is about the end of first part of the book of Acts. So the first part of the book of Acts start from disciple, and then after that the story continue to the second part, start from Paul. And then in about the middle, when I read this, I see this part like a spiritual vitamin for me, like energy drink, how we continue to the second part. Because in this part, I really get a lot of blessing from God, especially how to persistent, stand firm in the Lord in difficult time. And then I learned a lot from the story of Peter. First of all, let go through to this story. I start with my understanding about Peter. This is for the second time he was caught. The first time we can see from the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. He was caught because he preached gospel by religious leader. And then the second part is our Bible reading this morning. He was caught by government. Now, if we see the history, one hero can be caught by religious leader because of his teaching. One hero can be caught by government because of his philosophy, the way he's thinking. Now, Peter was caught both by of them, religious leader and also government officer. So I can say that Peter is so popular at that time. Actually, what has he done? He only preached the gospel. So gospel make Peter so popular, make him become VIP person, very important person. That's why religious leader want to catch him, and then government also want to catch him. Brothers and sisters, today, God is looking for VIP person because of gospel. That means you can be VIP, I can be VIP, but put gospel in our life so we become VIP person. Today, we are looking to be a VIP person for ourselves. Of course, it is good, but let me tell you, you can be a VIP person if you put gospel in your life. That's number one. Number two, look at verse 5. So Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. I'm so happy to read this part because although the situation is not good, but the church still continue to pray. This example also can seen in chapter 16, verse 25. Let's open 16, verse 25. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoner was listening to them. And suddenly, there came a great earthquake. Same thing. Paul and Silas were sent to the jail, and what they do? They just pray and singing. A little bit different between the church and Paul and Silas. The church only pray, and then Paul and Silas, they put singing. That's why earthquake happened. A preacher say like this, when Paul and Silas prayer and singing, the angel of the Lord in heaven also join. Then they sing like this, with the praise the Lord, and then that's why the earth become sick and earthquake happen. That's why all the chain is broke, and then they can go out easily. So, brothers and sisters, how can we ask God power come to us in difficult situation? And the answer is pray. That's why when I look at this verse, then God remind me, you need to put more time to pray for people like Peter, Paul, and Silas around the world. We don't know how many people has been put in the jail because of the gospel. In North Korea, in Middle East, in some part of India maybe, China maybe, a lot of people still put in the prison because of the gospel. But what we need to do is, we need to extend our prayer. Prayer for them. Pray for them so that God can release them. Like God released Peter, released Paul, released Silas. Pray, broke the chains, not only spiritual chains that happen in our life, but also a physical chain that make the Son of God so suffer in many areas. We need to pray. That's why, please spend time more for brothers and sisters who are suffer because of gospel. The third point, what I can learn from this story is, see the picture. He has been caught for the second time. If we read the history of the church, Peter was caught again after this. But the third time, not because he was caught, but because he surrendered himself and died in Rome city. A wise word said, tiger will not fall into the same trap. But Peter surrendered himself for the third time, and this time he was died in the city of Rome with like Jesus, but in opposite position of the cross. And my answer is, why Peter do why Peter can sacrifice himself because of the gospel. To get this understanding, let us open the 1 Peter chapter 4. We read verse 12 to 19. Chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. Beloved, do not be surprised at the very ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange things were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation. If you are revealed for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Make sure that no one of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or evildoer, or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God, and it begins with us first. What will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that righteousness is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their soul to the faithful Creator in doing what is right. There are three understandings that make Peter surrender his life to God. First of all, verse 13. But to the degree that you share suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation. Revelation of his glory is talking about the end of the world. And then everybody who believe of Christ go in the eternal life. But not everybody, when they go into the eternal life, they get exultant. Exultance comes from the work that he has done after he believed Jesus. Now Peter put himself 100% to God. That's why when the time of Jesus come as the second time, he get exultant. He may rejoice with exultant. Brothers and sisters, I always use simple illustration to understand this truth. We know that our senior pastor, P. Sam, he never asked me to stay in the office, to keep watching spin, and then he never asked me, Pastor Slammer, you need to make a report. What are you doing every day, Monday to Sunday, everything like that? He never asked. I, as his assistant for Indonesian ministry, I just keep spin orderly. I mean, my office is clean and the church is going well, everything like that. If I'm lazy, oh, there is no PSM. PSM not coming Monday to Saturday. Then I sleep all the day. And Saturday, PSM visit me. Where is Pastor Slamet? And then I suddenly wake up and then my hair is horrible, everything like that. I still use my maybe like my short, everything like that. And you know what I have get? What will I get after this? I will get a love letter from him. That's so, Pastor Selamat, you are so lazy. We don't want to hire you again. Please go back to Indonesia. And this is your ticket for go back to Indonesia. And then I need to move, fly back to Indonesia. And then in Indonesia, people ask me, hey, what happened to you? I was fired. And at that time, you may know that I will walk like this. So shameful. Yeah, shameful. But at the same time, if every work I done well, one piece I'm come. Oh, your office look great, better than me. Your church is clean, better than SV. Oh, thanks God. Excelsior. And then he will talk to board. Let us give 20% more for him. Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't mean like that. So, it's very simple. Yeah? Peter understand that the revelation of his glory talk about second coming. Second coming. We need to look at that day. And then we need to have desire to get excelsior. It is true that after we believe, you and me are son of God. But excelsior is bring to someone who really give his life. Life is not the end in the earth. But life is the end when we go back to the heaven. That's number one. Number two, verse 14. If you are revealed for the name of Christ, you are blessed. Why you are blessed? Because the Spirit of glory and God rests on you. Make sure this sentence. The Spirit of glory and God rests upon you. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit of glory and God rests upon you. In the suffering time, we are not alone, but we walk in the difficult time with the Spirit of glory and God. I remember Psalm 23, even I need to pass the valley of the darkness, I will not afraid because you with me. I can understand this verse with what Peter have said. The Spirit of glory and God also with everybody in the suffering because of Christ. Number three, verse 16. But if anyone as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but to glorify God in this name. To glorify God in this name. How can we glorify God? Who we are? Yeah. Who we are? Hong Kong people always say, I only a small potato. But I can say, I'm smaller than potato. Yeah. Very, very small. But although I'm very, very small, but the Bible told us that I can glorify God. How can? Because I surrender my life, even in difficult time, to glorify God. Brothers and sisters, Peter have this understanding. That's why he willing to surrender his life for the third time. So I can say that what Peter has done is very different with human philosophy. A human always looking good for himself, always after get something good, he will move to the second step. I want to look something better. And then the last, I want to look the best for me. So human step is good, better, and best. But Peter, bad, worse, and even the worst. So this is running opposite. Human good, better, best, and Peter worse, and then bad, and then worse, and then the worst. Why he run opposite of human philosophy? It's easy. The answer is because he know that the worst thing that he get from the world is the best thing that he can get from God. Brothers and sisters, let us understand this truth. The worst thing that he get from the God is the best thing that he get. The worst thing that he get from the world is the best thing that he can get from the God. We have not finished. We have not finished. Of course, because of ministry, you need to reduce your activity. Because of your business, you need to sacrifice yourself. Let me tell you a small story, what I have done. Since I moved from Jakarta to Hong Kong, I see all pastoral staff, especially men, they have good body. Yeah. And I want to have good body. I try to eat not too much, but I still big body, that's why. And then I go to fitness first, try to fitness. But every month I need to spend around 600 to 700. And then one day Samuel said, "Papa, I want to learn guitar." Learn guitar. And then, "Can you find someone? Can we get for free?" "No one." And he need to go to Tom Lee. At the first time, 1 month is 400. And then after that, the teacher said, "I cannot teach you again. Now you are past grade 5. You need to go to grade 8. And then I need to find another teacher grade 8. You know, one teacher for grade 8 is 1,500. Now what should I do?" Then I told him, "Okay, I stop to go to fitness. I cancel my membership. I use this money for you. I want to sacrifice myself to you." And then he take the money, and then he learned for around almost 1 year, and then he passed grade 8. And then I didn't pass to reduce my weight. I told him, "I will sacrifice myself. I will take a walk more after this. I reduce fitness by take a walk more." Yeah. "Is it okay for me?" "Okay, brothers and sisters." Why I said okay? Because now I can see that because of small sacrifice, my son can play guitar for doing ministry. This is a small sample that I tell you how I understand this verse, this Bible verse in our life. Reduce something for ourselves so that we can give more to God. Actually, we are not giving more. We deposit our life and time to God because at the end of time, God will give back to you because when the time of the glorification, he will send back to you. Peter have this kind of understanding. That's why he dared to surrender his life for the second time and died at the city of Rome. Brothers and sisters, let us digest this devotion. Number one, what make you become VIP person? Number two, how we can join in release or reduce people like Peter in the prison for this time? Number three, how can we follow Peter to sacrifice himself. What kind of power that we need? The power is come from the 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 to 19. Have this understanding, then I believe we will move on. We will step one forward to serve God and then to give the best for him. Let us pray.
Are you hurting and broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior, isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. We pray for brothers and sisters who has physical weakness like cancer, need to do chemo and radiation therapy. We pray that by the grace of God, they can get healed. Let's pray together. Let's go into our focus prayer this morning. We pray for Japan, where Pastor Sophia is there. We pray for him that God always give her power, wisdom, and spirit to share the gospel at Japan. We pray for SP Seoul, for Brother Eun Sang and Janice, and also pray for Cambodia. We also pray for Mission Council. We pray for local outreach. We pray for tonight activity, both SPU, EGIP, and also house church. Let cover this all activity in the power of God. Send our prayer for them. And of course, this morning, if you know brothers and sisters are in jail because of the gospel, we also can bring our prayer for them. Pray for darkness country like North Korea, Middle East, and even China, who are against with God. We pray that God's truth and justice come upon to this country. Father, Thank you for your blessing to us this morning. Thank you for the word that reminds us, even if we need to walk in suffering way, we are not walking alone. The Spirit of glory and God always walk with us. Thank you for reminding us that you are looking VIP person because of the gospel. Please change our philosophy, our purpose, so that in every situation and occasion, we always to put gospel, to put you in our life, Father. Now we asking for your blessing before we leave this place. Your blessing come upon us and always lead us to glorify you. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.